was on over the weekend. Keith Cronin and Mike Galvin emerging victorious, 55.4 seconds to spare at the end. A great finish by Kevin Eaves, ending up 12th overall, and that was enough to give him the National Tarmac Championship title. Kevin Eaves, of course, from Pedigo, delighted to say that he joins us now on the line. First of all, Kevin, many congratulations.
Yeah, thanks very much. No, it worked out in the end, but happy about it.
Yeah, well, you've had quite an eventful year. Good to get that National Tarmac Title Championship. Not so long ago, you were involved in a big off in the Donegal International Rally when it all came to an end over Knockalla. So just remind us about that hair-raising incident.
We had a bit of a off climbing up Knockalla. We went off... We just got caught up in some of the concrete derails or whatever, and one of them actually caught my foot and broke a few bones. So that was that. Kind of the first day out. So all's good. Back at it.
Yeah, so obviously that was a setback at the time. So tell us a little bit about the Ulster Rally over the 2 days. How did things pan out?
Yeah, no, it was difficult now. It was very, the weather conditions and everything was just kind of tough from word go now. This is with Eugene, a couple of guys in the championship that were all there in the championship. It was all very close, down to just a few points, but he actually ended up going off the road halfway through the day on Saturday, and it left us once we finished up. We actually finished up second overall in the national rally. It left us scoring top points, and with him not finishing, it's left him. He actually can't catch us anymore, so it just gave us the national victory then in the championship.
And William Lynch, credit to him for his involvement over the season.
Yeah. No, William's that we can only really started sitting. He started navigating for me at the start of the year, so we've had a very good year since it, with a few overall wins and second and third. So all's going good now. It's a good enough partnership.
Yeah, you're from Pedigo, and where's he from?
He's actually from Mallow in Cork.
So a fair trip.
He's a long spin home today.
So at the start of the year, Kevin, the target, was it to go all out for the National Tarmac Championship title?
It actually wasn't, because we kind of only started off. I kind of only really bought that car last year, so we just started out. We went to Galway and we actually had a third overall, and we were just kind of trying to build up the pace for coming into Donegal. Was more the emphasis that we'd go to Donegal with an attack, trying to hopefully be on the pace for the national category. And we just actually got away better earlier in the year than we thought, with a few national victories, and we went Donegal on the pace. I suppose we led overnight that first night before we got as far as Knockalla. But not the years went better than even planned, so we're definitely happy with it.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the car, the Toyota Corolla. Man and machine both have to be in tip-top shape.
I don't know about that, but no, the car would just be, we'd have a 2.5 Millington race engine, I suppose, would be the same, similar to what most of the Ascots would be running. We'd be running sequential box and different suspensions, different axle. It would actually be all very similar. It would be what would be in an Escort, more or less retrofitted into a Corolla. So, but it seems to work. I always had Corollas and 1600 Corollas and stuff. So we took a step and went that way. When we went up into the higher ranks, we said we're going to stick with the Corolla and see where it goes.
And what's the plan then for the rest of the season as we get into the last couple of rallies?
Yeah, we'll probably finish out. We'll go to the last round of the championship down in Cork. It's actually Willie's local event, so we're gonna go on ahead to that and hopefully come back up to the Harvest maybe the week after, and we'll just see then. We might just pick and choose a few different events to finish out the year then, see where it goes.
So you must be delighted then to be crowned the National Tarmac Champion. It's quite a feat.
Yeah, no, definitely. And we went Ulster not expecting it. There was Vivian and Eugene. The points wise, we were all very close, and it was just the way it all panned out. the two guys didn't score any points, and we lifted top honours, and it just gave us the room now to actually be the champions before the last round. So didn't expect to happen going there this weekend, so we could come out a lot happier than we thought we were going to be.
And at the top of the leaderboard, Keith Cronin and Mike Galvin winning the Ulster Rally. It's one of the two-day events. Just how hard is it to maintain things over the 2 days?
Yeah, especially Ulster there. It's a very tricky. The nature of the stages are very kind of hidden and mucky, and it gets very guttery very quick, especially with the likes of Keith and them guys, the big four-wheel drive cars. They'd be taking big putts and pulling muck out every road, and it may be a wee difficult for us boys in the two-wheel drive cars, kind of getting from A to B with the nature of it, with the weather and conditions. It's always kind of a bit of a mucky rally, and it's a real kind of finisher's rally.
And we're a long way off next year, and maybe too far in advance to be thinking about it at this stage, but you'll be the one to catch in many people's books, and I suppose you'll certainly be looking at Donegal again and hoping maybe to win the National.
Definitely. That was the game plan this year. It'll probably be the game plan for as many years as I can see. So trying to achieve that feat will be, I think, anything everybody's trying to do in the national category. It'll be the game plan next year, anyway, definitely.
Yeah. Well, we wish you the best of luck, and once again, congratulations.